Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Peter, and joined by Tom and Gunnar. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing, Gunnar?
Doing very well. Thank you, Peter.
This is the first time in a while. Threes are back. The three Eagles, 3 or 4 weeks. We're back on, ready to give the listeners another slice of fantasy football Scottish content. So let's go then. We'll start. We'll go to a bit of housekeeping first in the league. In our half hour fantasy podcast league, the top three, there is one change at the top. Jack Curran, who is just 2 Eagles, that's his name of his team. He's got 563 points. Down to second is Pookie Blinders, James Spears, 556. And up to third is Conquering Lions, Robbie Dempsey. I believe that who's last year's champion, Robbie Dempsey, no, or second. One of the two anyway. It's 551, so obviously he's got previous. And the highest score I could find for the game week was Team Crofty with 67 points. And he had Legs Deans, 3 points at the back, Captain Tavernier, 4, Edward, 12, Nothing for Ojala, Boyle, 1, Spittle, 8, Turnbull, 13, Abada, 3, Boyce, 2, Watt, 2, and a vice captain, Anderson, for a massive 19 points. So well done for that one.
Oui.
So, what am I looking for doing here? Our score and rank. So, I will go first as I had the highest this week. I don't get it set very often, so I'll go for it. I had Gordon and goal, 56 points, first of all. Gordon and goal, 6 points. Tavernier, 2. McMahon, 10. That's been a shrewd buy. That's 2 weeks of trot he's returned. Ralston, 7. I had McCartan and Rummins for nothing each. Boyle, 1. Captain Furahashi, 6. Jota, 11. Boyce, 2. Ramirez, 11. And none on the bench. And my new rank is 1171, and I basically, I think in the last 4 weeks, near enough half my rank every week, and inside the 1,000. So, Gunnar, what was your score and rank?
Yeah, so I'm back from holiday. I'm back out of fantasy hibernation. I didn't make any transfers. I rolled the transfer and just had a quick look at my team there last weekend. Bang on average, 29 points. I had Gordon and goal, 6 points, Tavernier, 2, Rooney, 1, nothing from Captain Ramsey, and 7 points, Ralston, 2 points, McGrath, 1 point, Boyle, Furahashi, 3 points, Abada, 3 points, and Nisbet and Boyce, 2 points each. And my rank, I think I'm on a red arrow, 4, 5, 7 now.
That's still pretty good. Tom, yourself?
Yeah, I got 43 points. I had Clark and goal, got me nothing. Tav got me 2. Ryan Edwards got me 12 points. McCart got me 0 points. Captain Ramsey, 0 points. Midfield, I got 1 point for Boyle, 6 for Harks. Vice Captain Yota got me 16. Abada got me 3. And up front, Boyce got me 2 points. And Van Veen got me 1.
And your rank?
My rank is 783.
See, you're still, I'm still lagging behind, but I'll bring you at the top 1,000 yet, coming in a couple of weeks. Right, so John Coffey, final, first leg was this week as well, and it was Donny Robertson and FPL Haggis, and Donny holds a 4-point lead, getting to second leg. So as I wrote on Twitter, much to play for, plenty, that's easy catchable, overtakeable, or easily extendable, depending on whose side you're on, and we'll be crowned a champion next week. Right, so up here. So the game week 9 has passed. The scores were from game week 9. So we had Hibs 0, Dundee 3, Motherwell 0, Celtic 2, Rangers 1, Hearts 1, Ross County 2, St Mirren 3, St Johnstone 0, Livingston 3, and Dundee 2, Aberdeen 1. So before I go with you, Tom, any standout for you going up? It's like maybe a wee shock or unexpected result?
Well, unexpected. I still have three Hibs players, so I definitely wasn't expecting Dundee United to put three past them. But if you look at the lineup, they were missing Porteous, they were missing McGinn as well in defence. McGinnis, I think he didn't play either. They were a bit weakened in defence. That was definitely an upset, though. I didn't see that coming, although United obviously very much in form. Suppose you guys are happy as well. Celtic winning away again against Motherwell, and Rangers slipping up, if you can say that, against Hearts, not getting all the 3 points. So at least Celtic could capitalise on that. And I don't really know if you can class it as an upset if it happens every week, but Aberdeen not winning against Dundee, that surprised me in a way as well. But looking back at past performances over the last couple of weeks, it was maybe coming for them as well.
Yeah, before coming to you, Tom, I was quite surprised at that Dundee result. I thought Aberdeen wouldn't have hit that rock bottom, to be honest. I was kind of targeting Dundee weekly. That's my, I suppose, Ramirez scores a lot to ball. And Livingston away to St Johnson did really catch my eye. I didn't expect that. Kind of came from nowhere. So it's kind of put the cat amongst the pigeons, I suppose, maybe fantasy-wise. But anyway, Tom, I'll go over to you. You can hit us now with your Tom time and then into your top 20 for the week.
Okay, well, first up, Hibs 0, Dundee United 3, which, as we mentioned, was a shock result. Poor from Hibs, really. But Dundee United, give them their due. They've been looking really good. That is 4 attacking returns in 4 games for Harks. He has had 2 goals, 2 assists, 8 bonus points. And remember, he's a midfielder, so he also gets clean sheet points. And he's had 3 of those as well. Dundee United, they'll face Motherwell, Livingston, St Johnstone next. So a nice little fixture run for them too. As well as their defence, because their defence has been fantastic so far this season. If we look at Hibs, I don't know if I could advocate dropping Boyle just on the back of this shock performance. He's been very good this season. The defence haven't been too bad either. They've had 4 clean sheets so far this season as well. However, I feel those maybe that are still holding Nisbet, he's taken up a lot of budget and he's not really doing the job. Oh, all right, okay, he hit the woodwork in this game, but his returns still don't justify their price. Looking at Motherwell, then 0, Celtic 2. It was a quiet game again for Furuhashi. I'm starting to wonder, perhaps, has he been rushed back from injury, given the lack of options up front? But we know what he's capable of, and I'm confident he can press on and start getting back to his old form. A Turnbull goal there as well. He was actually top for shots on target in this game with 3. And surprise for me, Van Veen was benched. We talked about on a previous pod, Woolery, Watt or Van Veen, and we kind of thought Van Veen was the better option. As times went on, perhaps maybe Watt is a better option for now. But something to keep an eye on. Rangers 1, Hearts 1. Hearts are on a really good run of form just now as well. And within the defence, it was Halkett's turn to get a goal. They've been kind of sharing them, the Hearts defenders, recently. Frequent listener of the pod, FPL Maz, actually got in touch with me because I keep bleating on about Gary Mackay-Stevens and how he's not in the starting 11. It turns out he's been dropped, so I'll shut up about that now. I probably think the way forward anyway, despite Gary not starting these days, is probably going for Boyce and perhaps a defensive double-up, maybe in the form of a defender in Gordon, since Gordon has been doing very well too. Defender-wise, maybe Cochrane or even Michael Smith. Their underlying stats have been pretty good. When it comes to Rangers, a recent discussion has been Tav or Patterson. Well, there was no Patterson this week. Not that it mattered, really, because Tav didn't do anything either. I feel like he's perhaps maybe becoming a bit of a Nisbet character this season. He's taken up a big chunk of the budget, and he's not really offering as much. Is he still living on the? Is he still living on his performance from last season? Perhaps that may be the case, or maybe we're just a little bit too scared to drop him. But maybe something to monitor again for now. Rangers do, however, have quite a nice run up until game week 16 when they face Hibs. But given how Hibs have performed on the weekend, that might not be too scary for them. Next up, we've got Ross County 2, St Mirren 3. Both of these teams, they don't really particularly have a standout player. Well, for me personally, they don't really have a standout player. But for me, for St Mirren, Marcus Fraser has been showing some great form. We'll speak about this in the top 20 roundup, but he's been really good the past few game weeks. And I think we've mentioned in the past as well, Spittle for Ross County, his underlying stats have been good, and he has been eventually awarded with a goal. Rewarded with a goal, but will the floodgates now open? It's yet to be seen. Obviously, Ross County aren't the best of teams, but they are starting to show a little bit of form. That leads us on to St Johnston 0, Livingston 3. And that was some away result for Livingston. I think that was maybe a bigger shock to me, given how well St Johnston have been defensive-wise so far this season. Okay, they've not really been great in front of goal. And perhaps maybe their form has fallen the past couple of game weeks. And I have said they've been kind of goal-shy in the past. I think that maybe this proves it, because you would expect them to score at home against a team like Livingston. Then we have, and the final one is obviously Dundee 2, Aberdeen 1. My Captain Ramsey shout didn't come off, never mind. Dundee scored 2 goals with 3 shots on target, so that's pretty good for them. Perhaps Lee Griffiths is starting to find some form there too. I think Aberdeen have got a really tough run coming up. They've got Hibs, Rangers, Hearts, Motherwell and Dundee United next. It's probably the hardest run out of any team in the league. I'm not too sure about the Ramsey situation for me just now. He is a bit of a bonus point magnet, even though Aberdeen really haven't been keeping clean sheets. And he also does have attacking promise as well. I'm kind of swaying, perhaps maybe just bench him for the time being, but perhaps we can discuss that later on. And that's about it, really. That's the game week roundup. Do you want to go on to the top 20?
Can I add something about Tavernier before we go any further?
Yeah, please.
A Rangers correspondent of previous Travis Swanee has mentioned Tavernier to me. We were talking work, and he feels he thinks that he might just be shot. He's played that kind of graveyard shift the last 3 or 4 seasons. He was right back, basically playing right winger, and he's been up and down, up and down, up and down. Look, very similar to the way I used to always say Kian Tina was for Celtic.
Yep.
And he thinks that he's 30 years old, and his body, him watching week in, week out, his body out of the Scotland, and it could be game over for him at the right back position, that role. It could be, and Patterson could be in quicker than you think. But that's just his personal opinion. This is the wee heads up for people, I think.
Right. Interesting. Gunnar, anything to add to that, or any points to make?
Yeah, I had Tavernier there, like on my radar, on the chopping block a little bit as well. But I'm still not ready or willing to be dropping him. He's my only Rangers player, and I still think maybe if you don't have to captain him every week like we did at the start. Always captain Tav, obviously, but I would still not want to drop him. I'm more in the camp of definitely keeping Tavernier for a couple more weeks.
See, just on that, going right, he's one Rangers player. I'm the exact same. Thomas Tavernier, Rangers player you've got as well. One.
Yeah, he's the only Rangers player I've got.
I'm just thinking, where else would you go? Because like the goalkeeping situation is also too dodgy. You can't keep on changing. Morelos is out of form. And it's like, do you go? It's the easy side step to Barisic or Golson, but they're not keeping the clean sheets. Or do you get the midfield? I mean, it is quite a bit of midfield. Like, fantasy-wise, there's nobody just to go stick nailed on. Davis, I would have said, would be like McGregor-type position for Celtic. Mm-hmm. He'll get pass points and this and that. But he's can get it phased out for Lundstrom. So it's kind of, would you go? Would you nail your think they must just go for it. There's nobody that stands out to me. And I don't feel like anybody else is, you're not falling behind without having them either, which is kind of weird, considering they're top of the league.
Exactly, yeah. They're becoming a bit of a Saint Mirren. There's no standout guy to get. All the points seem to be shared amongst the midfield and strikers, and with a lack of clean sheets this season, I don't know if it makes so much sense maybe to go to Goldson and try and free up a little bit of money. You're just swapping like for like, really.
That's my thought. But then it's going to say this, like, you might hold tab because you get this thing, you know what's going to happen is he'll be marauding right back and he'll be an assist somewhere and a goal somewhere in one game, and the ownership will kill you if you don't have him that week, I suppose, because people are still going to hold on to him. But
exactly.
And I think we also had, like, when Taft didn't take the penalty, it was Roof who took the penalty. Like, he didn't, like, I don't know if he came on, but he didn't start the game. So if they would have had a penalty, that would have gone to Taft, and then we probably would speak about it differently now, even like just advocating for keeping him. So yeah, I'll definitely keep him in my team. It comes down, I think, when we talk about transfers later and the questions, it comes down to like where the problems are in your teams, and like getting rid of Tavernier is definitely not top one, two, or three of the problems in my squad.
It's not to worry about yet. It's just, as you said, both of you said, oh, I talk about this every week, the same situation, but it gets to the point where Rangers do not continue to keep clean sheets. He's not getting the clean sheets or attack returns. How long do you have a six million plus right back in your team when you could go elsewhere? But then again, is there anybody standing out really? Like, I really want the funds to free up this guy because like, Hibs have dropped a wee bit. Aberdeen aren't exactly flying, so a lot of the players are coming out easily to get to. There's nobody like unreachable, I suppose. There's no like striker who's going nuts and scoring goals. Furuhashi's a midfielder in a game, cheaper. No, like what I say is if Forrest came back, then you had Forrest, Turnbull, and Jota, and they were all in Furuhashi, and they were all like, flying, then you've got a choice of it. But then again, is that too much top heavy? Three Celtic midfielders in the one team? Anyway, I suppose we'll discuss this week to week. Right, Tom, your top 20.
The top 20 then. For this game week, we have no goalkeepers. We have 10 defenders, 5 mids and 5 forwards. So nicely broken up there. If we go and look at the totals, up until before this game week, we had 18 goalkeepers, 61 defenders, 55 mids and 26 forwards, giving us a total up until this point now of 18 goalkeepers, 71 defenders, 61 midfielders, and 31 forwards. So not much has changed. It's just kind of reinforcing the fact that the points are coming from defence and midfield. And if you kind of break down the top 20 of this game week, as mentioned, no goalkeepers, 10 defenders. All 4 of Dundee United's defenders were in amongst the top 20. Ryan Edwards obviously got the goal. Scott McMahon got an assist. And he's been a great acquisition for Dundee United from Hamilton. And he's only played since game week 5. And he already has 34 points. His scores are, up until now, 9, 5, 3, 7 and 10. Dundee United have had 6 clean sheets in 9 league games so far. So I've already got Ryan Edwards, and I'm really, really considering a Dundee United defensive double up.
Me too, yep.
I think that's maybe the way to go forward. Looking at Celtic, Ralston and Bolingoli, they're also in the top 20. That is for their clean sheet, and I think they also got a point each for something like tackles, one of those ones. Ralston is still top for points returns amongst defenders. Well, his joint top was Ryan Edwards. They're both of them are on 46 points. And they face St Johnstone next, who, as mentioned, have been a bit goal shy. So perhaps, you know, may get a clean sheet there as well. Continue this fine form. Also in the top 20, we go on to St Mirren, and that features Marcus Fraser and Scott Tanzer. Again, two defenders here. They won 3-2 away at Ross County. St Mirren's defence have been poor away on the road. They have conceded 12 goals away from home, and this is in fact the worst in the league. However, Marcus Fraser has kind of snuck under the radar for the past few game weeks. In the last three game weeks, he's managed 2 goals, 1 assist, 5 bonus points, and 2 tackle points. Looking at Scott Tanzer as well, that was his first goal of the season, but he does have 3 assists to his name so far. I think Fraser's probably the better option, considering what he's done in the past 3 game weeks. Definitely want to keep an eye on, or if you want to take a punt, then not a bad option there. I'd maybe perhaps wait a game week, however, because they do face Rangers next. But then they do have a nice run of Motherwell, Dundee, St Johnston and Livingston. Something to consider there. On to the mids. Turnbull and Jota are amongst the midfielders this game week. Jota seems to be the best midfield option recently. Is that going to be the case in the long term? I think probably Furuhashi will probably return to being the best Celtic midfield option, but I think Jota's quickly emerging as a close second. We also mentioned Spittle as well in the game week roundup. He is probably, it's a bit of an overstatement saying that he's the talisman of Ross County, but stats-wise, he certainly is. Lundstrom goal for Rangers as well. He's starting to slip into the starting 11 too. Perhaps he could be a nice fantasy option. And we also have the first attacking returns for Odin Bailey at Livingston. He is a 3.7 midfielder. I'd probably say he's not for me at that price bracket. I think Hearts at Dundee United is probably a better option. And then the strikers this game week are Clark, who got a goal in the Dundee United demolition of Hibs. We've got Bruce Anderson, and he got a goal, which was his first attacking return since game week 3. Griffiths and McCowan, both for Dundee. They got their goals in the Aberdeen game. Brophy, he got his third goal of the season. Unfortunately, his other goals were... unfortunately, all his other game week scores have really been ones and twos if he's not scoring. However, if he does score a goal, he seems to either get 2 or 3 bonus points. So it's really all or nothing with Brophy if you're wanting to go for him. And breaking it down, Clark, Griffiths and McCowan, all 3 of those guys, that was their first goal of the season. So I wouldn't be rushing towards those guys just yet. Anything stand out to you there, Peter?
Lundstrom for Rangers. We've discussed earlier about the Tavernier kind of scenario and one Rangers player. I've noticed Lundstrom, and obviously it looks like they're phasing out Davis, obviously his age and stuff like that. And Lundstrom is, we all know he's a FPL darling. He was a good player. And if he's going to get this position he's on, his price is pretty, he's still at 5 million. I believe, is that right? 5 million or 5.1?
I think it's fairly cheap.
Right, so he's pretty cheap Rangers into the midfield. And if he's going to nail that position over the space of the season, I think that's a decent move to get a Ranger asset in your team.
He's starting tonight against Bromby as well. Good sign.
Yep. I'll sign your 15 there. Your points with the player scored one goal. Yeah, it's good having it's like your game of the week time of team, but until they show consistency, there's really no point in jumping on them.
Yeah. Gunnar, what are you feeling? Dundee United double up?
See, I don't have any United players yet, but while you were listing them, I've made a note of a few here. So Harks or McMahon, I could be going for one of them this week because, well, I have Rooney, and I think I read on Twitter that he might be injured. I think I seen it from like all things St. Johnston, I think was the app, was the Twitter handle. I've looked at the fixtures just now for Ross County. So Spittle, if you wanted to bring him in, then now would probably be the time. So the next two would be Livingston and Dundee, and then a play Hibs, Rangers, Celtic. So if you wanted him, then it would probably be this week. He's still 3.5 million. He could be something for me. And I know we're going to come to transfers, but you've already mentioned Nisbet. So, see, I still have Nisbet, and they're playing Aberdeen this week. And against this Aberdeen side, I feel I say that every week, but I'm tempted to give him one more week.
You're a Nisbet fanboy, girl. I'll give you that.
See, I can I can definitely see what it might be with him. You know, Deutsch is out, and he it looks like Nisbet isn't really working as this like one man attack without a partner next to him. So I can see where the issue lies there. But against this Aberdeen side, would be grand if he scored one there, because I can make moves and I don't really have to need the funds from him.
He's going to gaslight you. He'll score this week, so you keep him. He'll do nothing for 3 weeks, and then he'll play Dundee. You go, well, one more week, and he'll gaslight again. You'll keep him, and that'll be you all season.
That's exactly what he done 2 weeks ago when he scored against Rangers, yep. I think it was. Yeah, yeah. Only thing maybe to keep in mind, if you're in the same position, he will probably drop in price again. So he's 6.1 now, and I can see people getting switching away from him. So then he'll be 6 million the next week. But yeah, like I say, I'm tempted, and if I don't need the funds, I might keep him 1 more week.
Where would you go if you were going to move on? I know it's just,
see, this is kind of the thing. I have boys. I'm not interested really in any of the Rangers strikers. Celtic, obviously, the value, in my opinion, is more in the midfield. Tony Watt could be an option. Dundee United, St Mirren, then Rangers, Aberdeen, Hearts next. That would probably also be... Yeah, like a 2 week kind of thing, and then I would have to reevaluate with him playing Rangers, Aberdeen, and Hearts. Then in the next three after, But if I was to go anywhere, then probably Tony Watt.
Okay. Any else to add, Tom, before we move on?
No, that's us.
Right, we'll go to the game week. Where's my mouse? Easier. Game week 10 fixtures. In where are we? Right, so this week we have 5 3 p.m. kickoffs. So again, that's potential having 10 early team news. So again, I would recommend MD hold your transfer. I say that as I've done mine, but hey, practice. <Don't>, say what I say, don't say what I do. Right, Aberdeen versus Hibs, Celtic versus St Johnstone, Dundee United versus Motherwell, Hearts versus Dundee, Ross County versus Livingston, and the Sunday game will be St Mirren versus Rangers. So, seeing that lineup, guys, what is your potential transfers, captains, and vice captains? And I'll come to you first, Tom.
I think my transfer is maybe going to be McCart out for Cochrane. Hearts are playing Dundee, they're at home. Cochrane's been looking good attacking wise. So, I think that's probably a good option. I've kind of fell out of love of the St Johnstone defence recently. I have Clark in goal. I'm not that comfortable having the double up. I'll probably stick with Clark because who's going to waste a transfer on a goalkeeper? However, I'm more inclined to make moves in defence, and McCart's got to go for me. Cochrane in. Captain-wise, not set, but maybe looking at Yota, and then vice-captain, Boyce, because he's usually a goal scorer rather than an assister. Boyce against Dundee. Hearts at home. I think that's a good option.
Are you good on yourself? Same question?
Yeah, I think I'm dropping Rooney and I'm getting in one of the Dundee United defenders or Cochrane. And see, I still have McGrath. He's still 4.2 million, so I haven't really lost any value on him yet. But he hasn't really done much. I think he scored one, has a couple assists. So I'm thinking... Maybe I can, because I have 2 frees, I could downgrade him to Spittle, just bank the money, or maybe upgrade Abada to Yota. So, yeah, I'm definitely making a Rooney to another defender, probably one of the United lads. That's one of the moves. And then feels a bit sideways, but I'll probably go Abada to Yota. And then captain, vice captain. Probably captain Furuhashi and vice Boyce.
Right, I made move. I already sold McGuinness for Hibs, who's still flagged, and I brought in Harks, Dundee United. So that's my double up, McMahon and Harks, and captain, vice captain will probably be Captain Jota. Tom, I agree with that. I think with Captain Jota, I think he could have a field day in a big park, almost in Johnson, who looked really bad last week. Vice captain is between Kyogo and Boyce, because it's a again, if Celtic were playing tonight, I'd probably definitely be Boyce because more rest time. It's Celtic playing Tuesday night, so probably wait to see LT News and probably go Kyogo, I think, thanks. Celtic are playing about 3 wins in a row now. I think you may be a wee bit of a crest of a wave.
Mm-hmm.
And I can maybe see Jota and Kyogo, that's my own name, maybe doing well. So it's just maybe simple thinking. But Boyce is obviously in the background because Boyce has been so consistent this year as well that it's hard to ignore him for a vice captain, like you said. Vice captain double goals, he only needs to get one and you've doubled your money.
Are you tempted by Boyle at all against Aberdeen?
I looked at it. I just think they're safer bets. Just look at the fixtures.
Yeah, I'm the same. I considered him as well, but like you say, I think there's other options which feel a bit more safe this week.
If I hadn't seen the highlights of him last week, I'd probably say yes. But I watched highlights recently and I thought he looked... I know you said they were missing players, but he did look terrible. I thought they looked like they've really fell off a wee bit. We done with this then? Move on to questions. I'm getting the nods. Nods are approving here. There is no, we normally do a topic this week, but we decided the questions were pretty nifty, so we'll just stick with them. Right, so first up is Kevin Wood, and that's KevilFish89. At 2.6 million, is Calvin Ramsey now too expensive to keep in our squads? He's in a poor Aberdeen team, no clean sheets in game one, no points in the league since August 29th, but Ramsey is a bonus point magnet. 11 of his 33 points have been bonus points. That's his question. I'll like to go first here because I got with 2 million when we first started the game. So if, to me, that's the way I look at it. He's still a 2 million defender in my books.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing for potentially a top 3 or 4 team. Okay, I've been in a slump. But bench trick, I've got 0.6 value on him. He makes himself 11 points with 33 is bonus points. To me, he's an no-sell. I keep him in. If the form continues, he'll sit on the bench for me because I don't see really any of the... I really want in that place. Unless, like you say, Tom, a double up and down defence. But I'll come to you first with your thoughts on that, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking a guy who captained Ramsey this week, so...
I'm asking two guys that captained Ramsey this week.
For me, Ramsey, I'm not at the point where I think, the guy's got to go. I'm probably going to weather the storm just now, park him on the bench for the next few game weeks against these tougher fixtures and use the bench trick. If he hauls, then he comes in. If he doesn't, he stays where he is. And I'll keep an eye on things for now. I think I've got bigger fish to fry when it comes to my starting 11.
Okay. Self Gunner?
Absolutely. Same boat as the two of you. Also Captain Ramsey, obviously. I'm just going to use the bench trick. I'm going to bench him. I also got him at the start of the game. I wouldn't say I still see him as a 2 million defender. Like, if something came along where I'd say, here, I'm going to go to Dundee United double up, then I that sound. But, like, I have problems to fix. And for me, like, Ramsey, I think Kevin has said it himself here. Like, he's answered his own question. 11 points of his 33 points have been bonus points. So if you park him on the bench, as Tom said, and he'll come on with the bench trick, then that for me is good enough to keep him. I don't think that's something that I'm going to need to fix now.
Like you both said, it's like there's nobody so far standing out that's like a replacement that's cheaper. I mean, you could go for a Dunyard double up, but I like the spread. I like having the Aberdeen defender as in Johnson, the Hibs, the Rangers. I like having the, like you say, they had him for the start, so he's really cheap. I know you think differently, but I like, I had him so cheap that something near only stand out week in, week out for me to go right to me or the Ramsey. I wouldn't do it right now. Right, next up question is, it is Brian at Blades Attack. Despite the sizable price difference, is going Jota over Abada just too hard to ignore?
Yes, I'm also in the same boat. So I have Abada and I want Jota, but I'm asking myself if I'm chasing points because he has scored now at the weekend. But just from the eye test, from what I've seen from the highlights, I like Jota more. He seems to be more involved. He is a bit more flashy, obviously, and I like watching the guy play football. And If I can find the money in my team, then I'm tempted to upgrade from Abada to Jota. and I've convinced myself so much that it's not chasing points, and it's just getting the best midfielder except for Kyogo from Celtic into my team. That is what I'm telling myself. So I think it's a 1 million difference, or even 1.1 or something from Abada to Jota. But yeah, same boat as Brian. I'm very tempted to do it.
I was coming for you, Tom, so I might come back to you first, going after game, a Celtic point of view, as a Celtic fan. Watching Abada the last few weeks, I think Abada's been really poor. If he doesn't assist or score, he does nothing. Right, Mikey Johnson now back fit on the left-hand side. Forest is potentially 7-10 days away before it's a national break. They made subs the last couple of games, and Jota has been right. Kyogo has went right. I think it's going to get to the point where Abada is going to get took out of this team, and it's going to be Forrester in, or either Johnson in, and Abada, or Jota going right-hand side, or Kyogo going right-hand side to let Gio Marcus playing up front. It may not happen week one, week two, but I think you'll see in a couple of weeks that Abada's going to get phased out of this team because he's a young guy still. Mm. I think he's my first team player in the next couple of weeks. Tom, I'll let you go first before... Well, look, we're going to say something.
Well, do you think then it's a move that is needed this week? Do you see him drop this week? No, that's too early, no?
International break, I think, would be your best bet. But just watching it and seeing how things are going and how the subs are getting made and how Angie's looking to speak his subs and how I'm watching it for Celtic fan and fantasy point of view, it seems to be Abada's off. Kyogo's out of position. Jota moves away to a substitute, Mikey Johnson, but it's Abada that's gone off. And he definitely looks to be like the weakest of the front three. And I know we've got a nice piece catchy song when it's Abada on the wing, to Scooter, but he's definitely the weakest. If he's not assisting or scoring, he's doing absolutely nothing at all.
I think Jota is the better option of the two. Based on recent form, definitely yes. Everything that you've said, Peter, I'd have to agree with.
Yeah, you'd have to agree. He doesn't money, but he has to.
I'm an Abada owner as well, so I have to agree with. But probably the next opportunity I get, and I've got a transfer going spare, it'll probably be Abada to Furuhashi.
You don't have the Furuhashi yet?
No, I don't have Furuhashi. I'm Yola and Abada just now.
That's brave. Can I make it back in there?
Well, can I throw Turnbull into the mix as well? So if you had Abada and you had the choice to go Turnbull or Jota, would you still go Jota?
Just to me.
You both, Peter, you first.
I had Turnbull and Jota, and I came off Turnbull to go to Jota. Away from it, I didn't even touch, I didn't think about Abada.
Right. Well, and Tom is getting Kyogo in first, yeah?
It was Tom who talked about getting rid of Turnbull. Tom said that getting rid of Turnbull, so I followed Tom's advice.
Right.
Also, from a fantasy point of view, I don't know, just something against Celtic-wise, I know, Rogic, again, seems to be pretty well involved for domestic games, and he seems to be... It's his eye test. He seems to be involved in everything playing, and his relationship with Furuhashi and Jota especially seems to be improving week in, week out. And okay, once Europe's out the window, I don't think Rogic's going to play every week. I think Turnbull probably the one that plays, but Rogic seems to be one more inclined to be involved in assists, especially with they two are playing the same position. Just what I've seen, I think Rogic's link up play with Furuhashi and Jota's been pretty sublime the last couple of weeks. Just food for thought. which your thoughts, Tom? Rogic, the other way, Rogic is just not interested.
Nah, I don't think he returns enough fantasy wise. I think if you're going to go for Celtic defence, it's probably going to be Jota, Furuhashi, then Turnbull after that. I think probably the next option.
Just too many options. Rogic's down the pecking order.
I think Rogic is a bit further down for me.
Ahead of McGregor, but behind McGregor.
Behind McGregor.
Think so? Okay.
Yeah. McGregor seems to be on penalties now, that's the thing. I mean, obviously it was saved,
well,
but...
I know, well...
exactly.
Thing. Well, Angie did say after the game that he's still on penalty, he's still on pen, so we'll see if we can win for the end of the season. Okay, next question. It's from Craig Smith, Glascunian. Celtic triple up midfield. Yes or no, let's talk about this. Yes or no, if yes, which for you, that's quite a nice little way. Side step. So, Gunnar, if you had three Celtic midfielders, go to pick three, who would you go for?
Okay, so if I have to pick three, I'm picking Kyogo, Jota, and Turnbull. I don't think I would pick three. I think I would go maximum two in midfield and one defender, because the defenders, they're all, the ones that are playing there are still quite cheap. Ralston or Bolingoli, who seems to be nailed. I think I've seen you write something with Peter on Twitter. So yeah, double up in midfield and an extra defender, one of the cheapies in the Celtic back line.
So your answer is no to triple up, but you're free if you had to as a three. Right, Tom, you, yes or no, triple up midfield and a three if you had to?
Yes. I don't think it's a bad idea, but for me it just feels like it's too many eggs in one basket. Mm. But if we break it down, if we look at the top five scoring midfielders, three of them are Celtic midfielders. Turnbull's top, Abada's third, and Furuhashi is fifth. And then we'll only have to scroll down, and then we've got Spittle, Guy Mackay-Stevens, who's dropped, Aribo at Rangers, and then Yota's there. So if you're looking at the top few scoring midfielders, you know, there's a lot of Celtic there. So I don't think it's a bad idea. It just doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good in your team. But based on the numbers, I think it's probably a good idea. In which case, I'd probably go Furuhashi, Yota and Turnbull.
I agree with kind of both. I like the idea of it. Personally, for me, it's a no. I toyed about it on a wildcard. I toyed about it recently, but I still think two, as you say, Tom, three's a bit much. Only takes one kind of freak result, and actually lost pretty much half your midfield out of the game.
Yeah.
If I'd go for three, I would be a wee bit differential, and I would go for Jota, Furuhashi, and Rodic. Just be something different. Mm-hmm. And it's a two-part question, so the second part was top differential pick, if on a wildcard, Gunnar.
Oh, wow. I hadn't seen that when I did the prep. So my top differential pick. Let me pull up the ownership just. I mean, Bolingoli, he's probably set as left back. I don't know how much ownership Ralston has now. He shows it. Shows he's 0% owned. That must be a bug in the app.
So he is 23.9% owned.
Oh, there you go.
Go, I'm going to save.
Well, Bolingoli, or if you want a two-week punt, I'm going to go with one of my potential transfers, Spittle in midfield. Do I have anyone else? And I think it's also a two-week punt, what I said earlier, maybe Tony Watt for Motherwell. Dundee United and Samirn in the next games before they play Rangers. Yeah, so that's one of each in every position.
Well done. One pick. Tom, welcome.
I think Scott McMahon, good option. If you don't have Ryan Edwards, good option. If you're considering a double up, go for it. Marcus Fraser, I kind of said, was maybe a decent punt. And if you don't own Harks, I think Harks is probably the best cheapish midfielder option. That's mine.
Mine was going to be Harks as well. I like Gunnar's pick of Bolingoli. It's not a question, but it was brought quite a few in the question replies about Celtic defenders. Bolingoli seems to me right now he's kind of nailed. I think something's happened, but they must have thought Bolingoli was going to leave the club, so he's not been included in the European squad.
Yeah.
But obviously he stayed. So he's gave guys chances at left back. And Adam Montgomery, fair enough, a young laddie, but he's not took his chance at left back. He was really poor against the European game.
Yep.
I think if they're all fit right now, minus Taylor, because he's well off fitness, I think Bolingoli's left back to pick. I think you bring him in your team in a wild card, he's going to play most domestic games. You don't need to worry about Europe because he's not in the squad, so he's going to be playing left back. And he used to get a bonus point his last game. He's looked okay in his Andy system as well. It looks like it suits him. It's like he's. He is like a natural wing-back.
Mm-hmm.
A wee bit more constant in a couple of games under these, but I think he actually might start returning. I'm waiting for Bolingoli to have a goal by me or do a return. So the fans go nuts if they get that he's out of Hornley jail for what he done last year during the pandemic. And he met him in holiday, he's home. But hey, boys be boys.
This is just write that one off.
Right, one more question. All right, yep. So Josh McSee, footblog. That's Josh _ footblog. Again, I'll recommend check his footblog out. There's a lot of stuff on Twitter. Checking up Scottish football, and he highlights Celtic games in Europe and international games as well. Sean Rooney is the 10th most owned player in the game with 33.8% and is priced at 2.8 in the game, but his average just 3 points per game. He's now injured. He missed that earlier on, Gunnar, for 4 or 5 weeks, and that is thanks to all things STJ. What is your advice for owners? That's the first question. So, Gunnar.
Yeah, as a Sean Rooney owner, I think he's still riding the wave from like the back end of last season a little bit, which makes him so highly owned. But like Josh says here, averaging 3 points per game isn't very good. We spoke about replacements now, Dundee United lads, and there's value in the Hearts defence as well. And I think then all things STJ, they also replied that Rooney picks up too many yellow cards for fantasy football, which is also a good point. And I think in that price range, there's just enough players to go to. And I've said it multiple times now, I'm going to go towards the United lads. I'm going to pick out one there and make that move from Rooney to one of them.
Okay, Tom, same question here.
Oh, as I mentioned, I'm looking to get rid of McCart, so I'd probably put him in the same basket as Rooney. I've kind of fell out with the St. Johnstone defence recently. I wouldn't suggest benching him. I'd get rid. If you don't have a Dundee United defender, that's probably the move. Or maybe look at one of the Hearts defenders with their attacking returns. I think that they're probably the best few options just now, given the run of fixtures. That would be my choice.
Okay. Well, I've got McCart. I was going to say a sidestep to McCart with my option if you want to stay with St. Johnson. Only want to stay with St. Johnson, but again, don't get anything in the Hearts, boys are in form, but it's up to you. It depends on what your squad looks like, how many players you've got to set up your team. I'm happy to have McCart as a 2.4 defender, kicking about, using fixture-wise and off depending on fixtures. I'm not going to let Livingston game kind of throw me off. It's only one game. If it happens week in, week out, then fair enough, I might want to get rid. As it stands, I'm happy to stay with McCart. And the second part of the question, which was... If you could have any Celtic defender in your team, who would it be, Tom? So I'm going to include goalkeeper as well, by goalkeeper and defence.
Probably Ralston, isn't it? He's top scoring defender, or joint top scoring defender in the game. Seems to be fairly set. I thought he looked good in the European game Tuesday afternoon, throwing himself about the bit, looking motivated. Probably Ralston for me.
So you're happy to hold regardless if what Juranovic comes back, then just make that issue a problem if it's down the line? Stick with Ralston?
Yeah, stick with Ralston for now.
Gunnar?
Same thing. Stick with Ralston. I think value for money there. He's still very high up. As Tom says, highest scoring defender. And if and when Juranovic comes back, you can deal with it then. I mean, Juranovic is almost twice the price, 4.3, 4.4, something like this. Played left back before it was out, right? So Ralston would then keep his place as well. And until he's back, I think you can't go wrong with Ralston.
I've read this question as, have any defender at any, that's why I've read it, like, it doesn't matter. So Ralston's a choice because of the squad situation, but I could have any defender, would probably have Juranovic if he was back fit, but he's not. So I'll give you Ralston until otherwise. A boring answer, I suppose, all three same, but there we go. Right, what is next? Okay, we're on to FPL then. Unless you get anything to say about Scottish game before we go?
No, happy with that.
Happy with that?
Right, happy with that.
We will go to the FPL and we'll go to... I'll just look up and do this. It is to our league. So, half hour fantasy sports league, FPL, the top three, there is one change, but first is... Ushigang, Murray Dermot, who's now on 567 points. UEFA Lona, Mike Mayer, who's 557 points. Queen City FC, Brendan Wilhide, is 548 points. And I believe the highest score of the week was Baby got Backman. Tom O'Neill, good name. 35 points and 5.30 total. So, Gunnar, I'll go for you first. What was your point this week and your overall rank as it stands?
Yes, 58 points overall. Sanchez in goal for 6. Trent also 6. Diaz, 1 point. Cancelo, Livramento, 6 points each. Mbeumo, 2 points. Captain Salah, 26. Saka got me nothing. Tony, 2 points. Lukaku, 2 points. And Antonio, just a 1. And I think I'm around, yes, 146k.
Tom, same here.
I'm at 442,092. I got 55 points this game week. That came from Sa in goals for 2 points. Defence, Marcel got me 1. Duffy got me 5. Liveramento got me 6. And Trent got me 6. Captain Salah got me 26. Brownhill got me 2. Mason Mount got me 1. Townsend 2. Up front, Lukaku got me 2. And Ronaldo got me 2.
I get 59 points this week. I'm now up to 325k. This week was Sa for 2 points in goals, Veltman nothing, Cancelo 6, Christensen 6, Arnold 6, Trent 6, Elemental 6, in midfields, Captain Salah 26, Gray 2, Smith Rowe 2, Antonio 1, Lukaku 2, nothing on the bench. So, FPL wise, topic this week is Lukaku's injured.
Sake.
Ronaldo's playing okay, but for a pretty pish Man United team. What is our thoughts going forward for our attacking assets, Tom?
Well, before last night, I had it planned in my head. I've got 2 transfers in the bank. I was going to get rid of Ronaldo. I hadn't decided who I was going to get rid of him for, and I was going to use the money to upgrade one of my defenders to Cancelo. That's what I was thinking. But now Lukaku's injured. He's flagged. He came off after 23 minutes last night. He's got an unknown return date, so I'm going to have to see what Tuchel says in the press conference if we're getting one, and take it from there. But it might be, instead of Ronaldo departing my team, it might be Lukaku, based on what news we hear.
So just on that, who's your front three right now?
Ronaldo, Lukaku, and some lad called Archer. Archer at Aston Villa.
Such a template. Gunnar, what are your thoughts on Ronaldo, Lukaku?
Well, so I have Lukaku, and I think that's going to be my transfer that I make this week. What I've seen on Twitter, people are interested in Vardy, but he doesn't really interest me. Same with Kane. If Kane hadn't scored last weekend, I don't think we'd be talking about him. His output hasn't really been good enough. My front three currently is Antonio, Tony, and Lukaku.
Same
and
as me.
I'm tempted to just go cheap, 6.5 mil, and just bank the rest of the money and see when, for example, Lukaku's back, get another weekend of information of like Vardy, Kane, see what they do. And the one striker that I have picked out is an old Fantasy Football Scotland favourite.
I knew it was coming.
it's Hudson Edward, the Crystal Palace. They're playing Newcastle this weekend. And then they have City next. So that's obviously not the best. But then they have Wolves at home and Burnley away. Then Aston Villa at home. But like for the next 4 games, 3 of them, they look very tasty. And I just like a good punt. And French Eddie, why not?
And by on top of that, he's passing the eye test. I've saw him, he's looked fantastic. He's definitely standing out down there. I don't think there much, not for long anyway. Myself, same front three as you, Gunnar. Unfortunately, I've again burnt my transfer because I lost money on Veltman. So I've got Duffy in to replace a like for like for Brighton. So he'll just be held this week. I've got a decent bench. I've got a put up so I can see actually. I have. So From this week to last week, I've got Rafinha, Grealish and Tony on the bench. That was the three didn't play. So I've got a squad that can easily manipulate for 1 week. Lukaku can, if he doesn't play, he can miss out for 1 week. And I can, if need be like yourself, Vardy's the one that sticks out in my head. The one position I think he's XG on the underlying stats been pretty good. I just don't know, I've never been a big fan of Vardy in this game. Never been a fan anymore. I can always go for maybe 1 or 2 weeks and come off him. But Edouard again is a nice wee decent point, 6.5. If it does well in these couple of games, it'll rise and then you can move again if Lukaku's fit. We'll wait and see. Right. On that then, we can imagine that. So what would be the captain transfer this week? I'll stick with you, Gunnar. Captain and transfers.
Well, I think I would have probably captained Lukaku if he was fit. And I would have potentially rolled my transfer. But now that he's out, I'm going to make a striker transfer, Lukaku, to... I'm tempted now with Vardy, now that you've mentioned him again, Peter. But like, I don't mind him. I've had him multiple times, and he's always been very good for me. Because I normally come off him at the right time. I'm normally very early when it comes to Vardy, just jumping on him. And then when people get wind of it and they jump on him, I'm already like done with him and get someone else. But yeah, tempted to try the French Eddie punt. And I might just stick the captaincy on Salah and hope he has a fantastic game against Man United there on Sunday.
I'm also captain in Salah right now as it stands. It was going to be Lukaku, but it will be Salah. Tom, yourself.
My captaincy is on... It's currently on Salah just now. I didn't think I did have him on Salah. In which case, since you guys are doing it, I'll do it too. Captain Salah. Transfer, you've got me thinking about Vardy. He's kind of flew under my radar, but looking at his upcoming fixtures, he's got Brentford, Arsenal, Leeds, Chelsea will be tough, Watford, Southampton, Aston Villa, Newcastle. Can't argue with that. Yep.
I think Brentford
are
tough, but I think
Brentford
are quite solid.
Oh, I think Brentford will be tough, yeah. They've surprised me this season. Another one I would consider, but I think it's maybe just 1 week too early, would be... what is it? Patrick Bamford at Leeds.
He's flagged. He's no.
He's flagged. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's just a week too early. He's due back 31st of October. So maybe next game week I might get rid of Ronaldo for Bamford. Who knows? And then upgrading a defender. I think maybe Cancelo or I don't know. I've got Alonso. He doesn't seem to start since I bought him anyway. am I going to go for another Chelsea defender? I don't know. Once bitten, twice shy.
Who started midweek for Chelsea? Did you know who started the left back? Was it Chilwell or Alonso?
It was Chilwell, I'm sure.
Better chance then, maybe.
Yeah, possibly. You never know. Tuchel's just trolled me week in, week out. I've got Mount as well. I thought he was due to come back. No, 225 minutes in the last two game weeks.
That's horrible.
I think I might just play safe with Cancelo. Who would have thought going and City play would be playing safe?
That is us finished this week, guys. Next week, I meant to say as well, there are actually two game weeks in the week. We play Wednesday night as well. But we'll discuss this off pod, what we want to do, how we're going to cover that, and see if we can work something out. So, Gunnar, give me your plug, because it's been a while.
Yes. What am I actually? Is it? See, I'm the same as you. I don't know what way you're on. Like, I've literally pulled it up on Twitter just to know. I'm at @Gunnar_FPL. I'm going to do the captain poll again this week. Now that I'm back. And yeah, any questions you have, you want any help with your teams, transfers, whatever, just get in touch.
Do you know why I get mixed up? Because I start typing in the search Gunnar and it comes up straight away. So he's clicking on it. I don't need to write in any order. So that's why I don't know what it is. What is it? Is it FPL Gunnar or Gunnar FPL?
No, it's Gunnar_FPL.
There you go, Hey, Tom, get your plugs in.
I am at @FFS_Scout. Hit me up on Twitter. No article, so I can rate your team if you like. Just send me a pitch, a screenshot.
Right, and I'm at Obviously Fantasy Half. If you like the podcast, give us all a follow. Give us a review where you get it from. Much appreciated. It gives a bit more scope. People with a bigger reach. But again, we'll be back next week. Good luck, Game Week Canuck, for your fantasy Scottish and fantasy game. And we'll see you later. Say goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Gunnar.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.